And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're taking a break from Open Line here for a little bit. And joining us in studio this morning is Trisha Purdon from the Montgomery Action Council. And Trisha, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you in studio. We haven't seen you in a little bit, but it's good to see you today. And you got a few things going on over at MAC, including some grants that are coming up, correct?
Yeah, so there's some big federal grants that are coming from the recent stimulus that came through. And they're coming up pretty quick, and they're going to be able to help a lot of businesses in Montgomery County. So I really hope everyone can get on there and apply. The first one I wanted to walk through is the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. And this fund, you can start your pre-application. Actually, I think it starts now. You can start looking at those and filling out an application so you know exactly what you need to have when the portal opens. It looks like you can pre-register now on its restaurants.sba.gov. And so you can go in, start your application so everything's ready. And when the official application period opens, which I believe is May 1st, so it's coming up quick. So you can go ahead and get all the stuff put together, work with your banker, work with your accountant. And then also a really cool tool that they just unveiled on Friday. If you're using Square or you're using Clover or you're using any of those systems that you can, you know, have the swiper with your iPad and things like that, that a lot of our businesses we use, they'll be able to automatically pull that data from that system right into this portal.
Oh, nice. Very
so
cool.
It'll save all of our restaurants so much time and effort and having to call their accountant and all that fun stuff. So if you have one of those systems like Square or one of the ones, I feel like I'm forgetting one, PayPal, all of those systems that a lot of our businesses in the area are using, that'll pull in there. If you're using one of the old-fashioned, you know, cash registers and stuff like that, it's not so much. You'll have to work with your accountant. But the big trick with that one is you have to show that you had some sort of loss in 2020 versus 2019. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be a huge loss. There's not a huge threshold on it. The higher the loss, the greater the grant, of course. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And this is open to, I mean, it's open to a lot of different types of restaurants. So it's restaurants, country clubs. It's open to snack shacks. It's open to food trucks. It's open to anyone that can show that a portion of their revenue comes from either food or beverages. So it opens for bars. You can be just a bar, a tavern, a brewery, a distillery, anyone that someone can come in and buy your services and eat or drink there in your location, or take it to go even. So it's going to be huge. I anticipate that it'll go quick. So I would hope that everybody can get on there as fast as possible, start this pre-application, register that you're going to apply, and get that process initiated. And one of the reasons I say that is to get in there quick is because the other grant I'm going to talk about, it crashed in the first 12 hours and they just reopened it on Saturday. So it's been 2 weeks that system has been down. And this program is called the Shuttered Venues Grant. This one is huge. It is, and I'm praying because I'm a, you know, I think I've said this before, I'm a big music fan. Mm-hmm. So this will help all those venues that got shut down and have still been shut down since the beginning of the pandemic. It will provide them up to, it's a pretty significant amount. It's like 80% of their lost revenues that they experienced in 2020 versus 2019. And so the Shuttered Venues Grant is for, you know, your live music venues, your movie theaters, which we have one here in Montgomery County that's been shut, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic, your museums, your, local event centers where people would have live events, mass gatherings, you know, weddings. So I'm thinking of like our Booth Hotel in Independence or the Brown Mansion here in Coffeyville. Some of those events where events are normally held, an event center. Those are the venues that are eligible for this grant, and it's significant. So if you have an event center, you would have had to show that loss, right? So it had to have been open in 2020 or 2019 or in the first quarter of 2020. So, I mean, I think of the new venue that's in downtown Coffeyville. I think they opened up early enough. They should be eligible to meet that threshold. But if anyone's opened since the beginning of 2020, that number goes down significantly. So, but that grant is live right now. So get in there now. It's only going to be open, I believe, for 30 days. They anticipate running out of money before that's over. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the Sprint, or I guess, it's, what do they call it now? It's not the Sprint Center anymore. It's the T-Mobile Center up in Kansas City.
Right, right.
Those are the kind of venues that are saying, well, we lost $1 billion. Well, there went $1 billion out of that fund. And Booth Hotel, you know, or somebody like that isn't going to have a huge amount of money, but it'll run out. The Staples Center in Los Angeles. I mean, all those places are going to be eligible for this fund.
Yeah, those large arenas they lost a lot of money.
Yes.
I know the Chesapeake Center down in Oklahoma City, they lost a ton of money as well. In fact, I think they're still losing money because even though the Thunder are playing right now, they don't have any fans in the stands right now. So
exactly.
So they're losing money on that because they're having the game, but they have the people working, and no revenue coming in while they're doing that. So each game is literally losing money.
Yeah. All the expenses, none of the revenue. It's an upside down situation. And so hopefully this fund can help. The other thing is, are the PPP and EIDL are still open. There's some great programs out there for small business owners. If you need funding, go ahead and get in there and get those applications in. Know that if you're a restaurant, though, I would hold off on applying for PPP. Do not do it because it will make you ineligible for this new restaurant revitalization fund. So if you're a restaurant, do not apply for this current round of PPP. It's really important. I guess the next thing is, and I'm going to keep this pretty high level because I don't even know the details yet. But one of the other pieces of stimulus was direct payments to municipalities to then pass on to their small businesses and help their local economy grow. So in Kansas, we called it SPARK, which was stood for spurring economic development or something like that. But the last time we got this, so the Montgomery County got about $6.3 million back in August of 2020. And we use that to shore up our hospitals. We shored up, our municipalities and all the PPP that our first responders, our fire department, everybody was having to use. We sent it out to our schools to make sure that they were ready to open, that could open in the fall. And we've been fantastic locally with our schools. Thank God we live in rural Kansas and Montgomery County. I will say that. But we were able to help out all those organizations, our colleges and everybody. Now, with this most recent stimulus, a lot of those organizations are getting direct payments, right? So the schools are getting direct payments. Coffeyville is going to be getting about $2 million directly from the stimulus to help with lost revenues, programs that they need to roll out to encourage economic stability and growth. Same thing, Independence, they're getting just shy of $2 million. And the county is getting about $6.1 million. So, like I said, we had 6.3 last time. We dispersed it to the hospitals, to the schools, to the municipalities. And this time, we get to go through this, and we don't have to do quite so much disbursements to those organizations. So we can think long-term, what's going to cause economic stability and growth in our county for not just now to recover from the pandemic, but let's take advantage of this opportunity that hopefully only comes once in a lifetime.
Right.
To really think of, what's going to make the big difference to our employers, to the people who we want to recruit to our county? How do we say, move to our county because we now have this, right? So those are the conversations we're trying to have in our county now. I encourage everyone to reach out to me, please. If you have ideas, thoughts, a vision of what you want to see accomplished, this is the time to bring those thoughts to the table. So I anticipate we'll have a few of those meetings with the county commission to figure out what we want to do. We have seen literally no guidance yet, though, on what that program's going to be and what we're allowed or required to do with that funding, other than economic growth and healthcare stability. So that's all the parameters we've basically been given. And the same thing goes for the Coffeyville's $2 million and Independence's $2 million. They have the same parameters that the county does. MAC will be helping the county again administer that fund. So feel free to reach out to me, my assistant, or the county commission, or the cities, Independence and Coffeyville. Caney and Cherryville are going to be lumped in with the county, so we'll be able to help them directly as well with initiatives. So we're really excited. The big difference, though, with this one is last time we had 2 weeks 2 weeks to come up with how do we want to spend $6.3 million? How can we get back on our feet? What's our economic development plan? And we had no guidance either. Now we have up till December 31st of 2024 to get this done. So granted, that means every penny has to be spent by December 31st, 2024. So if you're talking about infrastructure like water and sewer, which is right now we're seeing as an eligible expense, that has to be completed by then. So that means that timeline is actually pretty short.
Right.
Things look long, but if you've seen those road construction projects, right?
Right.
So they take forever.
Talk about 11th Street out here. That took a while.
It takes a while. So when you're replacing all of that water and sewer infrastructure, your broadband initiatives like that, those take time. So we need to start that planning process immediately to figure out what's your key priority for economic growth. You have to be able to show it's going to cause economic growth. So that's going to be the key piece of everyone's proposal and their idea. So if you can show that your idea can help spur growth and recovery of our economy, bring it to the table. So speaking of that, so bringing things to the table, Montgomery County Action Council, we always have our big annual meeting, right? In June is when we always have it. We're looking to probably bump that up to May 1 because we want people to come to the table. Let's start talking about ways that we can recover our economy, start working on this plan. So we're going to move our annual meeting to May, and it's going to be, I believe it's the third week in May, third Thursday in May. We've got to double check it, but it'll be May 20th that evening. And we really want to have a vision. So everyone start bringing your ideas to the table and we can put it in a presentation and kind of brainstorm how we want to recover our economy here in Montgomery County. So so we're going to move our meeting up by a month. It's probably going to kill my staff to try to do that. But we're wanting to get this done as fast as possible to really think this out and talk it through. So
yeah, give you more time to talk about it.
Exactly.
And kind of get everything laid out where people can, where you can kind of absorb all the ideas and make them work.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So good stuff there. Tricia, if anybody has any questions they would like to ask you about what we've talked about today, about the restaurant revitalization, when that starts, or the shuttered venue grant, or maybe even the PPP, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah. So my phone number is 620-331-3830. And my email is tpurdon, P-U-R-D-O-N, at actioncouncil.com. And I will say, I mean, thinking about how our economy is growing and booming, I've got so many projects right now in my pipeline, in Montgomery County's pipeline. I mean, it's truly incredible. We have a project in every single community right now, whether that's small business or large business. We have so many prospects. It's kind of gotten to the point where I think I had 4 site visits last week, of industry looking at sites here in Montgomery County. And, it's starting to boom. I feel like we're really starting to recover. I'm hearing words from a lot of our bigger businesses that had massive shutdowns before that they're coming back. Business is coming back. Our economy is coming back. So I'm optimistic that we're going to come back from this stronger and better than ever.
Well, I know one of the things that opened most recently was the grocery store in Caney.
Yes. So amazing.
And I know they're excited about that over there because now those residents don't have to drive all the way to Coffeyville or Independence now. They have that grocery store right in their town. It's no longer a food desert.
I'm so proud of Caney. I'm bursting. Speaking of which, I forgot to mention. So we have a really exciting event coming up for Caney. Lieutenant Governor David Toland and Transportation Secretary Lorenz is going to be in town in Caney on May 20th. We're going to be there to do the official ribbon cutting for the 4-lane highway of US 75 right there. And then they're also going to do a tour of that amazing grocery store, which we're so, so excited about. And then the new swimming pool as well. So those all came from state funds to help get those projects initiated and over the finish line. So shout out to Fred Gress and Danny Scott and the Caney Betterment Group. Oh my goodness, the work that they've done out there is truly phenomenal. The city has done so much amazing work with Fred Gress and that commission. I can't I'm so proud of Kaney. I can't even talk about it. But we're really excited. So we're going to have that ribbon cutting. Everyone come out. Let's celebrate the growth that we're seeing for Kaney. And I will say, I've already responded to 4 proposals for businesses for Montgomery County that 4-lane piece in Kaney is a deal maker.
Yeah.
It is a deal maker to say, now, even if it's Independence or it's Coffeeville, we have to say that they're on a 4-lane highway. Now we can say, well, it's only 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes to a 4-lane highway that gets you straight to an interstate. Before, I was talking about Vinita. Like, here's the closest interstate highway. Now I can point them to Kaney. It's truly a game changer.
Yeah, it is. Because for people maybe that just moved here, Kaney, when you entered Kansas, the 4-lane highway from Oklahoma went down to 2 lanes, and then it went back up to 4 lanes as soon as it got into Kaney. And I remember when I first moved, I was like, this is kind of weird. Why isn't this 4 lanes all the way? And then I found out about it. But now it is 4 lanes all the way. So, again, that like you said, that is a game changer because, again, that's more traffic going through that area. And businesses are like, hey, this is great. This is more traffic. This is more possibility of people coming to our business.
It's truly phenomenal. It completely changes the game. And having an hourglass transportation system, I'm like, how are you? How is this functioning? How is this safe? So we're really excited to see this growth happening in Kaney, and it's paying off. We've got so many new small business projects that I'm working on right now that are looking at Kaney. And then if you're talking about some of the stimulus money that could upgrade the water infrastructure, I'm looking at you, Kaney. I mean, that's really, that could be a game changer. Everything's aligning for that community, and I'm so proud of them.
Absolutely. We love Kaney, and we love all of Montgomery County.
Yes, all of Montgomery County.
Your numbers and the way to get a hold of you one more time, Tricia, before we get out of here for this morning.
Yep. So my phone number is 620-331-3830. That's my office line. Just click the button for Tricia. And then my email is tpurden@actioncouncil.com. And then if you just want any information on all this that I've provided, all of this is on our website at actioncouncil.com. So coronavirus related response there's a tab says coronavirus response. Click on that. But if you're looking at sites, buildings, you want demographic information, you need what's my current population, anything like that, everything else is on that website as well.
All right.
Super helpful.
Tricia, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Lots of good news that sounds like happening in Montgomery County. Definitely excited about it. And we'll talk to you again next month, hopefully with some even more good stuff.
Yes. Thank you so
much.
All
right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll get right back to Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning.